Are you looking for a pro football podcast that doesn't put you to sleep with spreadsheets or insult you with mindless hot takes? Football is fun. Why shouldn't your football podcast be the same?
Follow and listen to Heed the Call NFL Podcast with Dan Hansis and Mark Sessler wherever you get your podcasts.
Two things to get to before we get back to your calls, talking Mets, talking Yanks, whatever's on your mind on this open Monday night. You got me for two more hours before we hand it over to EJ Stewart, who will take you through the overnight. Number one, as we'll listen to Petey Mack do the update right there, you know, he talks about Josh Hart telling Bleacher Report, I think he told our old friend Taylor Rooks, as a matter of fact, in a sit down that, yeah, New York is the ideal place to play and is where he wants to resign. Big Zoo goes in my headset. Yeah, no bleep. And it's funny because I was thinking the same thing. Yeah, obviously, this is the, we understand that. Now, would it kill you to develop a little bit better jumper? Talk about consistency. I mean, Josh Hart was a exciting player, much needed energy from him when the Knicks did make that acquisition, but he's not a good offensive player, or he's at least not a consistent offensive player. That's something that the Knicks will desperately need, but I thought it was funny. He was like, yeah, no bleep, obviously. I mean, New York's the place to play. The other thing, and this is also, yeah, no bleep, Jacob deGrom has been moved to the 60-day IL by the Texas Rangers. He will now be eligible no earlier than June 28th. Now, look, this is not a hate to say I told you so or whatever, haha, look at this. It's just a matter of facts. Jacob deGrom is never healthy. He hasn't been for years. He never will be moving forward. And it was something that was very easily predictable. And it sucks because the guy's one of the great pitchers that I've ever seen. I mean, he's one of the great pitchers of our generation, no question about it. One of the great pitchers to ever put on a Met uniform. But he's just never healthy. So for those who knock Steve Cohen for not going out there and getting Jacob deGrom, and I'm not saying that, you know, Verlander's been a bowl of health either, obviously missing the first month of the season, not something that the Mets were looking, expecting to happen. Scherzer's been banged up here or there as well, but with deGrom, it's always something. Tightness or soreness in that elbow, I mean, it's always something with him. And when they expected maybe to get him back here mid, early June, nope, not so fast. Stop me if you've heard this before. No earlier than June 28th for DeGrom, which I believe will keep him out at least 2 months of the season. Very predictable that he would be out a significant chunk. And we'll see even if and when he does come back. And by the way, the Rangers are playing well without him. They're going to need him. I said this with the Mets all these years. If the Mets didn't have Jacob deGrom pitching in game one of the postseason one way or another, it would be a failure. If he doesn't take the mound in the postseason, it would be an epic failure. And too often, it was an epic failure. And then last year, finally the year that they get him in the postseason, you know, for the first time since 2015, of course, they get him into the postseason, and he wasn't that good. He wasn't that good against Atlanta. He was good enough to win. Obviously, that was the one game they won against San Diego. But it wasn't vintage 2018, 2019, even 2020, early 2020 DeGrom. Anyway, sad what's happened with him, but the guy is always freaking hurt.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.